Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily, the only philosophy arena where 15 ancient traditions enter the ring, and a closed fist gets called out by a Taoist wheel hub. Let the reckoning begin.
This podcast comes from thegodshow.us, a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question of the day, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question: when I realize I have been more devoted to being loved correctly than to loving well, what have I been calling a relationship? That might mean, what is it when you keep a silent ledger? When your generosity has a receipt attached? When the other person is less a person and more a verdict on you? The question is about the gap between loving and performing love, and what we name that gap while we're living inside it. Almost every tradition here reaches for the same image without coordinating: a ledger. Islam calls it tallying receipts where there should be prayer. Judaism says it's writing contract terms alone in the small hours, deciding what you deserve. Buddhism names it thirst, tanha. That calls itself devotion because devotion sounds like a gift you give rather than a hunger you feed. The Stoics say, the tell is the second hand, the one pressed to your own chest, counting what returns while the first hand reaches outward. These are different systems, but they all recognize the same move: generosity with a hidden invoice.
And they don't all respond to it the same way, which matters. Islam and Christianity go straight to surrender. Open hands, no receipt. Mercy flows downward from something larger than you. The Stoic move is more interior. Drop the ledger because it corrupts your own character, not because God requires open hands. Buddhism doesn't ask you to surrender to anything. It asks you to notice the grasping mechanism itself, the way the tally operates before you even decide to start keeping one. Those are genuinely different prescriptions.
Vedanta asks the sharpest question: who is the one demanding recognition? Ramana's point isn't fix the behavior, it's find the fixer. The one tracking whether love arrives in the right tone, at the right hour, that tracker is a claim dressed as a person. And if you're drawn to that framing, you probably already suspected the self doing the accounting was itself the problem. Existentialism lands nearby, but differently. Sartre's version is that you weren't present, you were auditioning. The other person was breathing and specific and irreducible and waiting in a room you never entered.
Taoism gives the most physical image. The hub of the wheel holds the axle, not by gripping, but by being hollow. You made yourself hollow too, but hollow toward the other person, a cup turned to catch, not to offer. That's not emptiness, that's a mold. A mold is just waiting with a shape already decided, which, honestly, is a more precise description of anxious attachment than most psychology writing I've read. The Sufis are briefer and more brutal. You have been tending a mirror and calling it a face.
The pop culture oracle pulled Don Draper's carousel pitch from Mad Men, and look, it actually earns its place here. The pitch was beautiful, the room wept, but the carousel kept returning Draper to a door with his name on it, and a chair turned toward the window waiting for applause. That is precisely the structure of this question. The performance of devotion so convincing, you forgot it was a performance. Zen closes it bluntly. The cup has been full this whole time. That is why nothing fit. You were auditing something that was already complete? What you've been calling a relationship was real effort aimed at the wrong target. Several traditions here say the ledger isn't cruelty. It's a defense mechanism wearing devotion's clothes. Noticing it is not a verdict. Tomorrow's question is waiting at thegodshow.us.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ledger has been audited. The closed fist has been identified, and 15 traditions have unanimous agreement that the receipt belongs in the trash. TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual show, and it stays free because listeners like you share it. Subscribe wherever you get podcasts, and keep showing up. If you want to support the project or ask the next question, head to TheGodShow.us. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.